Welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Stephen, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
So the Anti-Phishing Working Group has come out with its most recent data, and it's not good news. April recorded an all-time high for the brands targeted, and it turns out that the number of unique phishing sites is at an all-time high, and the number of URLs is up. This looks really bad, Stephen. What's going on here? Is phishing really just continuing to get worse and worse?
I think it is continuing to be a serious problem. And I think some of us were surprised at this kind of a resurgence, if you will, of phishing. I was actually at the Anti-Phishing Working Group meeting last month, and we discussed some of the factors. I think that we're seeing more sophisticated phishing, where the quality of these deceptive emails that you get purporting to be from your bank, asking you to put in some personal information or reveal your password or PIN number, they're starting to look more professional. The classic has always been, you know, this badly worded, broken English request for you to do something in email that just looks fishy. Now they're looking less fishy. And they're also spreading into other areas like using social media notifications as a way to get you to give them your information.
So you mentioned, obviously, financial services. And in the report, clearly, financial services continues to be the number one target. Is it as simple as following the money?
It is. I think the goal of phishing is to, in some way, make money. Although I do see people looking perhaps a little bit further down the road in their attempts to monetize access information. So one of the things that's of great interest now to the bad guys are mobile phone numbers. Because there's no directory of mobile phone numbers, those can be very valuable if sold on the black market. So if you can get somebody's name, maybe their email address, and their mobile phone number, you can get a good price for that on the black market. But also social media credentials. And let's face it, some of our social media credentials include our mobile phone number. If you're using that Facebook feature to notify you when somebody logs into your account, it's got your mobile phone number in your Facebook account, possibly in your LinkedIn account. So social media credentials are also highly valued now. If I can, as a bad guy, take over one of your social media accounts, then that gives me a lot of potential to spread my message of harm, as it were.
One of the things you mentioned is that the notes are getting more and more professional in the look and the appearance. How do you tell them apart now if they're so close? Or is that, you know, simply should we do something completely different rather than try and sort out the good from the bad?
Well, I think you do need to be more vigilant than before, basically aware of what you should be expecting in terms of communications. So the thing about a phishing message is it is still something which you weren't expecting to get. And, you know, I personally narrow down my email communications now where I don't respond to things unless it's a piece of information or an email that I was expecting to get. You know, one area that we're seeing expansion in is when you put something up for sale. If it's on an online auction site or classified ad online, there's a kind of a generic response going around to that where someone expresses interest in your item that you have for sale, but then offers to buy it at a great price. And again, it's a scam that's auto-generated. If you think twice, it's generic. It's not actually saying, you know, I want to buy your stereo or I want to buy your used computer. It's saying, I've looked at your item several times now, and boy, you've got this item at a great price. And so really the bottom line is to just read email before responding to it. And certainly don't click on a link in email unless you're absolutely sure that this is a legitimate email. The alternative and preferred way of responding to a request to go to a website through email is to type in the correct URL yourself. You know, so if I get an email from Bank of America that says it wants to know something, I go to the Bank of America site in my web browser. I don't respond to that link in the email.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about in this program that I've always found to be incredibly good advice is that, you know, there's a phone number on the back of that credit card there or on your statement that you get. And sometimes, you know, if you do get something and you think you might be concerned, maybe it gives you some pause, call that 1-800 number and not the one in the email, of course, the one that's in your wallet or on that statement that you get every month. Is that still good advice?
Yes, it is. I mean, I give you an example. I got a message from the Better Business Bureau the other day, and that is, again, a brand that's been abused by phishing. I called the local Better Business Bureau to make sure it was a legitimate message. And in fact, it was a legitimate message. But yes, I think using a different channel of communication to check out the veracity of a message is still the safer way to go.
And of course, people can report phishing. They can report it to the Better Business Bureau, to the actual brand itself or the bank. And I believe the Anti-Phishing Working Group even has a reportphishing@antiphishing.org email that folks can send it to. So if you get something and you do your due diligence, folks, you know, go ahead and report it. It certainly can't hurt, can it, Stephen?
No, and just to give a shout out to the APWG, if you go to APWG.org, they have a lot of good information on identify phishing and respond to it in the appropriate way. And of course, we write about this quite a bit on the blog at ESET.
Well, Stephen, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You know, Stephen mentioned the blogs. So that's blog.eset.com. And actually, there's a great three-part series up there right now on phishing by researcher David Harley. Check that out. And otherwise, we'll talk to you next week on the Malware Report. Take care.